reward and for the sake of being able to live our lives and spend our wakeful moments in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a few more ahadith regarding the importance of an intention and the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with people's intentions. We have numerous ahadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards people on the basis of their intentions, that the intention of a believer is even more important and more worthy of honor in the eyes of Allah than that believer's actions. And then in one hadith, we have the message that answers a question that many people have, which is that, isn't it possible for rich people to accumulate more reward and more blessings than poor people? Right? Because there are certain actions in Islam that have been promised a certain reward. If you give a certain amount of sadaqah, then you have a reward promised to you by Allah. If you go for hajj or for ziyarat, then there is a reward. If a person passes away and they have an estate, then they can make a will for the prayers, fasting, hajj that they may have missed to be done on their behalf. And that will be counted then as fulfilling their obligation. So the question that comes is, then what about those who can't afford to go for hajj and ziyarat? Those who can't afford to make that will and have their shortcomings and their obligations fulfilled? What about those people who can't afford to do all of that? In a hadith, our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, he answers that question. He says that, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ الْمُؤْمِنَ الْفَقِيرِ لَيَقُولُ رَبِّ ارْزُقْنِي حَتَّى أَفْعَلَ كَذَا وَكَذَا مِنَ الْبِرِّ وَوُجُوهِ الْخَيْرِ. That the believing poor or indigent person sometimes prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, grant me rizq, grant me sustenance so that I will be able to do such and such a good deed, so that I will be able to accomplish such and such a purpose. فَإِذَا عَلِمَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ مِنْهُ بِالصِّدْقِ نِيَّةٍ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ مِثْلَ مَا يَكْتُبُ لَهُ لَوْ عَمِلَهُ. If a person says that, and Allah knows that they are saying it sincerely, then simply because Allah knows that they are sincere at the moment they made the intention, then He will tell the angels to write down in their book of deeds that they have done it. So the intention, even if a person has not the ability to do something, will be recorded by Allah as if the person has done it. So in a sense, then that person with a sincere intention is actually ahead of a person who may actually have the possessions or the ability to do a good deed. Because there are many a slip between the cup and the lip. You may have the resources, you may have the intention, but then shaitan, through his whisperings or many other obstacles, will come in and you won't be able to actually do what you wanted to do. But a person who is sincere, and it's not limited to somebody who is poor, a believer who is sincere makes the intention that they want to do something, and they are not at that moment able to take it up, to accomplish it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will record it, and He will give them the reward of having done it. In fact, it will be recorded as having been done. So this is part of the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with the intentions of the believers. The difference in resources and wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it isn't in order to give us a different state in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given an equal opportunity for everyone to acquire reward and good deeds and closeness to Allah in the hereafter, no matter how much or how little He has given us. But it is simply a matter of purifying and correcting the intentions that we have in our actions. So this is the importance of the niyyah and the way that it can allow us to move close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when our resources and our actions do not always allow us to do everything that we would like to accomplish. Salawat. One of the other ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with intentions is that He gives us a difference in or a generous dealing with our good intentions that does not apply to our ill intentions. Now, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were simply just, then He would say, I don't reward or punish intentions. Or He could say that I reward good intentions and I punish evil intentions. Justice would mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have the same standard to both. But in a hadith, we have the dual attribute that Inna Allaha adlun kareem. Allah is just and generous. And they come together in the way that Allah deals with our intentions. If Allah were to punish a person's intention before they have actually done something, that would be against His adl, so Allah will never do it. That would be jawr, oppression, and Allah will not do it. But when it comes to good intentions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them even before they are done. That is part of His karam or His generosity. And so in a hadith, we find from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, and also related from our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He looks at a person when they make an intention. If I make an intention to do something, and it is a sincere and a firm intention, then by virtue of having made the intention, Allah writes down a good deed as having been performed. If a person follows it up by actually doing it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it by 10 and records it as having been done 10 times. And this is where we get the well-known expression in Islamic thought that every good deed is worth 10 times the actual worth of the action itself, because Allah rewards it 10 times as much. In another hadith of our fifth Imam, he says that it's not just 10 times. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yudha'ifu liman yasha ila sab'imi'a marra. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it for whomever He wants. 10 is the minimum, not the maximum. Up to 700 times. So it's simply a matter of how pure is the person's intention. If the intention is pure, then that single good deed, it will be at least 10 times its intrinsic worth if we do it. Up to 700 times if a person is very sincere. Now when it comes to the evil deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not record them when we make the intention. And if a person then performs it, then it is simply recorded once. So good deeds, they're recorded when the intention is made, and then they're multiplied when the action is done. Evil deeds, they're not recorded when the intention is made and when they are actually done. If a person has that mistake and sins or transgresses against their Lord, then Allah records it once. Now, on the surface, this hadith, it gives us hope. It gives us confidence in the generosity and in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it also has the potential to lead to complacency for some people. Someone might think that, well, does that mean that it doesn't really matter if we make evil intentions as long as we don't actually do them? So can I think bad thoughts? Can I think evil or harmful thoughts with regard to my fellow believers? Can I sometimes think or express sort of lightheartedly sarcasm with regard to my religious obligations, with regard to my religion? Are the thoughts and things that are not actually carried out, are they insignificant? And that complacency, it may be heightened in some people who will misunderstand even more generous and lenient a hadith that we find. And in one hadith, we find that we are told that not only does Allah not record evil deeds when the person makes the intention, but even if a person does something, if I commit a sin, even then Allah doesn't record it. Some ahadith say that Allah waits up to 9 hours. And 9 hours, before people had clocks and times, the hour didn't have a specific length. It wasn't 60 minutes as we have today with every hour the same length. What used to exist is that the day would be divided into 12 hours and the night would be divided into 12 hours. Right? As the night would get longer, each of those hours would be slightly longer.